This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, first name Sylvester, S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-E-R, date of birth, February 13, 1956, date of evaluation, May 20th, 2024. The chief complaint, tightness around arms, ankle, and abdomen. The HPI. The patient, as noted, is a 68-year-old male who reports having an operation on his neck in January of 2024, period. He subsequently began noting tightness around his arms and ankles and ribs, period. He noted that the tightness tends to move up and down his extremity. Again, symptoms are described as tightness and not pain, period. He notes that the symptom seems to get better with exercise, period. More recently, he had been wheelchair bound as he had noted right-sided weakness, period. His past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, left ventricular dysfunction, past surgical history, neck surgery times two, next number, tonsillectomy, medications, acetaminophen 500 milligrams, albuterol PRN, baclofen 5 milligrams, bisacodyl 5 milligrams, buprenorphine, B-U-P-R-E-N-O-P-H-I-N-E, 8 milligrams, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams, furosemide 20 milligrams, gabapentin 300 milligrams, lidocaine 5%, local magnesia 1200 milligrams, oxycodone 10 milligrams, polyethylene glycol, senna 8.6 milligrams, spironolactone 25 milligrams. The allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, mother with CVA and hypertension, social history. He notes rare alcohol use. He previously used heroin. He denies cigarette smoking. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 116/71, pulse 81, respiratory rate 16, weight 238 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Patient is noted to be sitting in a wheelchair, period. The impression, correction, EKG reveals sinus rhythm with leftward axis and non-specific T-wave abnormality. There is first degree AV block, period. EKG quality is suboptimum, period. The impression, one, 68-year-old male with history of LV dysfunction, next number, history of hypertension, next number, abnormal EKG, the plan, will discontinue furosemide, increase carvedilol to 6.25 milligrams BID, will obtain CHEM-20, will further require echocardiogram follow-up 4 months. An addendum. The echocardiogram from Summit Hospital is reviewed. Patient underwent echo April 16, 2024. He is noted to have enlarged left ventricle at 6.0 centimeter. Left ventricular ejection fraction was 52%, period. No significant valvular abnormality was identified. Dr. Wallington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.